That wasn't us.
All of the noises.
Hello there, me.
Hello, Wills.
Hello, guest.
Hello.
Oh, no.
You did good.
That was great. And also, that is obviously who it is, right? I think so. I know. Some other words.
I didn't think my voice was that distinctive.
No, it 100% is. Well, it is to me and to you, obviously.
Because I'm sitting in front of you.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps that is it. So we have a little friend on today. Oh, how long have you been hanging around here for?
4.5 years.
It feels like 75 years, but also yesterday.
Mm.
Is it the same for you?
Some days, yeah.
Yeah. When did you join?
Early, I think February would be like my 5-year mark. So maybe it was that 2019?
Yep.
I think.
Yeah, lovely.
Mm.
Like, time is so weird.
Time is so weird.
Feels way longer.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird.
Yeah.
It's odd. Flurzy. Fleur. What else? Have you got any other nicknames?
I have many nicknames, but yeah.
What else you got?
I don't know. I used to be called Libraflur back in the day.
Libraflur.
Like the pads?
Like the tampons, yeah. So that was a fun one. Yeah, and Fleurabella. Flourisha.
I feel like they're not helpful because they're longer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Not really nicknames.
Yeah, it's just making it easy for
names. No. And you're the first Fleur I've ever known. Did you know that?
No.
Do you have
not many of us.
There's really not. Have you met many?
No, I don't think I know anyone.
Do you know what Fleur means?
Is it flower?
Mm.
Yeah, of course you do. Trying to.
People always ask me that, and I'm like, yeah, I know what my name means. Like, I know. I wouldn't have ever liked
it. Do you know what flower? That's very funny.
And they're like, are you French? And I'm like, no.
Vivi. Okay, so you joined in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about before you joined. Did you go to other gyms? Like, tell us a bit about the start of you doing this whole thing.
I feel like I went to all the gyms. Like, did all.
How old were you when you joined?
Oh, well, I'm 39, almost.
Fuck, you're 39.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Oh, shit.
I thought she was my age for sure.
I think everyone's my age.
Yeah. Same.
Must have been like 34,
yep.
I guess. 34, yeah,
somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there. But yeah, I think prior to joining here, I went to all the gyms, did all the boot camps, Ashy Binds, 8-week challenges, did all the things, but never lasted more than like a couple of weeks, I reckon, at any of them. So
a couple of weeks at a time. Yeah. And you drop off, or would you quit, or you just wouldn't show your face again?
I just wouldn't show my face and keep paying them the money.
And was that because you didn't enjoy what you were doing? Like, what was the thing that made you not want to show up again?
Well, in general, like a regular gym, I guess it was like I just found it really boring and like you don't really know what you're doing. Like, you get your PT at the start and then you're kind of just like left to your own devices unless you pay extra. So, I just always found it boring but intimidating. Yeah. And then, I guess like all those other like boot camps and stuff like that, you know, just always things in my head come up that are, oh, no, I can't do that anymore. I don't want to. But, yeah, I think I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And never stuck with anything long enough to, I guess, reap any results. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not skinny yet, so I'm not going to keep doing that.
It's been 2 weeks. This hasn't worked.
Yeah. It's been 5 minutes.
And so you tried a lot of things. And then how did you find out about Contessa?
I used to follow, like, one of the members that used to come here.
Who was that?
Bron.
Yeah.
We used to follow her. And then, like, she was always putting... Like,
so was she here before you?
Mm.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see that. Yeah. I feel like you've been here forever.
Yeah.
Time.
She's been a little bit longer than forever.
There
but,
you go.
Yeah, so I was following her. So she always put stuff up, videos and stuff. And then I started following you guys probably for like, I reckon, like 4 or 5 months.
Yep.
And then just decided to come in. I didn't know what CrossFit was. Even like after I started doing CrossFit, I didn't know what CrossFit was. I just liked the idea of coming in, being told like what to do and then doing it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I liked not having to think about any of the things really. Mm. So that's how I started.
That's cool. Mm. And how did it go in your first year, two?
Like terrible. Yeah, I guess if I was to pick one word for my first probably like 18 months would be inconsistent. Like
showing up.
Come up, you know, come for 3 days, not come for 2 weeks, come for a day, not come for another week. And then I started getting like the videos from you, Mandy. Like, oh, I've got a video from Contessa. And I'd be like, hey, Fleur, just seeing where you're at, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shit. So I stopped opening them.
Glad they were effective.
I'd be like, oh, I didn't see that message. And then like kind of come. But I liked when I came back, it was never like, oh, hey, stranger, where have you been? It was just like, hey, Fleur. And just kind of moving right along. Like, I think if you guys made a big deal of people not being here, then we probably wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
Not that just reason, but like, you know, other gyms, you kind of feel like you're going back with your tail between your legs.
Yeah. I'm definitely an arsehole to some people.
Mm. Yeah.
I think I feel like you would be now, but back then, like, you, yeah, probably not. Not then. It was just kind of like, okay, you're here, let's get on with it.
Yeah. Now you think I'm an asshole?
No, but now you probably would give me a hard time if you hadn't seen me definitely. For a long time. Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Now with you as well. Mm. So you get a lot of video messages or voice messages or whatever it was from me, and I also remember a lot of one-on-one sit-downs with me as well.
I'm gonna quit.
Get in here.
Yeah. So there was a couple of those. But yeah, I guess I just kept coming and. I didn't come pretty much, well, not that we could come here during COVID, but I didn't do anything online during COVID. I think I did one. And then I think after about 18 months, I remember Paul had a month off work and I said, okay, I've got no excuse. Because I always use the kids as an excuse, work as an excuse, even though in hindsight, I had much free time, much more than I have now. But yeah, so he had a month off work. I said, okay, I've got no excuses. So I came every day, I think, bar one, like for a whole month. And then ever since then, pretty much, like I've just...
When you were coming the first 18 months and you say that they were, the one word you'd sum it up with is inconsistent.
Mm.
Did you notice yourself, could you see yourself getting fitter? Like you were a newbie. So did you still get the newbie gains? Did you feel like fitter when you came or were you just really sore and then you just wouldn't show up and then just really tired and wouldn't show up? Like, how did you feel?
Yeah, I think, I mean, probably like some things I noticed little gains, but probably not enough that I guess that's what kind of got me across the line. But yeah, I think I was just always sore and tired. But I still knew I liked coming here because I liked all the people. Everyone was really nice. So I think that's probably what got me across the line to keep coming.
To keep showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Having that little social outlet, I think.
It's always been good like that. Just a good bunch of people, not just training, they all get along socially as well, which is cool. And then so you did a month almost solid and then what, that was it?
Pretty much. And then I think after that I did my first Contessa Games. And I mean, I did piss shit, but I remember there was one workout in my heat. I won that heat. I remember you two coming out to me like, oh my God, Fleur, like you won that heat. Like you did for my few people in it. And that gave me a little bit like, oh, maybe I'm not shit at this. Like maybe I can do it. And then I think, yeah, just coming consistently, then you do start noticing like the things that you can do that perhaps, yeah, you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. That old consistency thing.
Mm. Yeah, who knew?
Who would have thought? I guess the reason we wanted to talk to you today, maybe a little bit different to other members that we've interviewed before, in that they've kind of gotten to where they want to be, but your story's a little bit different. You're not yet where you want to be, and we've had lots of ups and downs along the way.
Yeah, many.
Many, which... The cool thing about that is you keep coming, you keep showing up. So we really wanted to talk about that because I think a lot more people will relate to your story. Mm. I don't like the word journey, but your journey. Wellness. Will relate to that way more than people who have already succeeded because I think people who are in the depths of it see people who have succeeded and go like, fuck you. Like, why are you so special and why can't I do that? Yeah. Whereas, which I know that you have been through as well and you're kind of right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Down in a little, probably, I guess, a slump at the moment, but like coming up again.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely, especially when you look at people that you're like, well, their life's pretty similar to my life or, you know, you don't see the bigger picture and stuff. So you're like, why are they so much better? And not just in the gym, just in like life in general type thing. So it is, yeah, hard to see outside of that.
Yeah.
I think. And it is very easy to be like, oh, fuck it. Like,
yeah, this is never going to change.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, you go.
Does the thought, just what both of you said then, does that thought actually come across your head? Why are they better? They're different than me. Like, do you think that they're special or different or better?
I'm not special, but I think a lot of people are better.
In what way?
Just better at, like, you know, putting the right things in their mouth, coming to the gym and just getting stronger, or just discipline.
So, like, better discipline?
Would probably be what it would come down to, I think, ultimately.
And do you think that they're different because of that? Like, they have more chances of success because of that, or do you know that you can also do that?
Yeah, like, I feel like I do have potential to be, you know, to be better at the gym and outside of the gym, and that's probably is why I keep like climbing back up again. gonna give this another crack. But I don't think they're any more special,
yeah,
I guess, than they're just better at shit than I.
Better discipline. Were you going to say something?
Don't know now.
Did you lose it?
Yeah, it's gone. Mm. But I think if you're okay to talk about stuff, we'll go like right back to the start in terms of, because weight, I know, is something that you've struggled with your whole life.
Yeah.
Where do you think that started? Again, just because I think that your story is so similar to so many women.
Yeah. Well, probably just started like when I was a kid, and I guess I was always a little bit bigger than other kids, like not, you know, crazy or anything, but in your head it feels like. And I think growing up in like the 80s, 90s, like diet culture was such a massive thing, and being skinny was, that's all anyone cared about pretty much. And like with people around me, that was like the goal. Oh, I want to be skinny if I just lose that 5 or 10 kilos, and magazines. And I think because I don't think I was ever built to be skinny, like what you would classify as skinny. So I always felt big. So you always felt like, I always felt like, oh yeah, if I just lose that little bit of weight or eat a bit healthier and stuff like that. So I was probably like always. I don't remember it not being
that way,
a thing. Yeah. And I've always been a big sweet tooth, so that is definitely my downfall in life. So it's always been a thing, I think.
Mm. Did people in your life, other kids or anyone else, sort of comment on that kind of stuff? Was that like a thing when you were a child?
Like little, probably not so much as a kid. Like you had like kids at school, you'd get called names and stuff, but I don't remember it being like a massive thing. I mean, maybe it was, and I just kind of blocked it out. I don't know, but I don't remember it being like a massive, like I wasn't bullied.
Yep.
You know, you might have some odd kid that might be like, fatty boomba or something like that, but not.
Where do you think that came from then, if it wasn't coming from the kids around you?
Probably just like my family, and like my brother, we're only 12 months apart, and he was always very athletic, very like slim, I guess, slim build, and I was not at all any of those things. So, and I think the women in my family like always struggled with our weight, so always, I guess, having that, and I guess you just knowing yourself, like that you look different to other girls at your own age, and then like my family members, like my mum, my sister, like aunties and stuff, like all they kind of wanted to be was skinny.
And when you grow up, I think with a sibling that's different to you, especially close in age, I think you can see that the difference.
Yeah.
Because my sister has always struggled with her weight, whereas myself and my two brothers, we've always been like a bit sporty, like sportier side.
Yeah.
So I know that that was a challenge for her. And I think parents, without even knowing it, especially back then, would say stuff like, oh, you know, come on, we'll go inside to my sister. Mm. We'll go inside and go do this and let the other kids play.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's
yeah.
like, you know, a bit damaging.
Yeah, I guess lots of comments that you probably don't even think about that, you know, my dad would be like, oh, your eyes are bigger than your belly, or,
yeah,
you know, like little comments like that. So, you know, you start getting those.
Which, and it's a joke
it's
to
a
them.
Joke. Yeah, it's always a joke. Yeah. But, you know, those comments like stacked on some top of each yeah, other.
And you hold on to them. Yeah. Like as a kid, I was never overweight, but I was always athletically built, I guess. Like yeah. always like big shoulders, bigger mm. legs. And just little comments like my parents would be like, oh, you're just big boned, or yeah. like, you know, just little things like that yeah. where you start to adopt that as your identity, even yeah. if it's not particularly true mm. or important. Like yeah. that's just how you start to think of yourself.
Yeah.
And my thing was not being book smart.
Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
like your sister. Yeah. You're not like your younger brother. Like yeah. you're different. You're yeah. you're more good at art and dancing.
Oh,
okay.
So all I heard that cool. I'm shit.
Yeah. Those other yeah. things. Yeah. It's crazy how much it stays with you. Like those little comments when you're a kid, hey,
yeah.
quite damaging. So yeah. I try to be very mindful, and I'm sure you're the same yeah, around your 100%. Girls. Like
when someone talks about diet in front of them, like shut someone, up. Like when I had lost weight and people, so I was always getting comments. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, like yeah, I try and change on. The subject really quickly because yeah. yeah. That, I mean, they'd be hearing it anyway without even thinking that you're saying anything, or like just people around them. So, yeah, so careful.
Yeah, it's wild.
Mm. Mm. And then so that kind of happened all through childhood. Mm. What were your teenage years like? Was anything different through there? Because I know that's where most girls tend to struggle
yeah, the like most. That's probably when I tried like to do diets and
like just your like own stuff.
I like, you know, had my little calorie counting book and kind of that kind of thing, like nothing ever too drastic, but never doing it the right way, you know, choosing that magic 1600 calorie number that you seem to, just everyone pluck seems
out of
to,
the air somehow.
Everyone seems to get, probably because that's what my mum was trying to do the same type yeah. thing, and like counting calories, but never doing it properly, being like, okay, well, I had 800 calories for breakfast, so now I only have 800 calories for the whole rest of the day, rather than being like, oh, well, okay, I had it. That was not a great breakfast. Maybe I should just eat a bit healthier.
Mm.
I remember one time that sticks in my head is my mum, like she thought she was, you know, encouraging me to do the things. And I think I had like 200 calories left for dinner, which is basically like a piece of toast and butter. Like, and I remember, so I was like, okay, well, I've only got 200 calories left. I don't that. And mum's, and we kind of decided, I think I could have like an egg on toast. Like that was going to be. And then my brother said, oh, why is Fleur eating a different dinner to what we're eating? And mum's like, oh, I can't remember exactly what she said, but basically like, no, this is all she can eat for today. So, cause she didn't know any better. That's what,
just what
she'd always done and everyone had always done. And yeah, so that probably was like, okay, well, I've eaten shit. Now I can't eat anything, or you go out the other way, which is generally what happens, and you just like
eat everything
that day, that week, that year, like it just like, yeah. So but yeah, so that probably started dieting, and you know, in hindsight, in high school I probably got up to like 75 kilos type thing, 80 kilos maybe at like peak, and then I was like low 70s. So in hindsight, looking back now, it seems like absolutely ridiculous, but I think I just hit puberty really early and no one else seemed to be
yeah.
around. So you always felt really big. So yeah, I was always like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm not going to eat that. Or yeah, just always trying to do the next thing. But I never did anything like too crazy.
Because it was just always there. Like
I think,
was
yeah.
always there.
Yeah, I was always trying to do something, but I knew the really crazy, intense, extreme diets were just never going to work for me. So I didn't do like, I think I remember my mum doing some kind of like cabbage soup diet or something like that. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing that.
That one's not for me.
Mm.
And yeah. then how has that changed like from your teenage years to an adult?
Mm.
What's been the biggest difference there, if anything?
I guess I was still always trying to diet one way or another. I did have a very brief period of time between like 18 and 20 where I was probably like in a healthy weight range, but I was just like partying and stuff. So still wasn't healthy.
Just the weight range.
Just the weight range. Just my BMI was healthy. and then my 20s, yeah, it was like up and down, you know, lose 5 kilos, put 7 kilos back on, lose 10 kilos, put 12 kilos back on, and just kind of, and then I think before I had kids, like, I don't know, not that I'd given up, but I was just kind of like, oh, what's the point? Like, yeah, can't be bothered keeping, you know, try. So it was just, I guess it was just always a yo-yo through my 20s until I had kids, and it still probably has been a bit since then, but not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
That sounds exhausting to have that.
Always thinking about it.
In your brain, yeah, all the time.
Always thinking about food, and either thinking about what you can't eat or like thinking about like your next binge or like your next, oh, I can't wait because I'm going to go to the shops and I'm going to buy all the shit. Yeah, very exhausting actually thinking like the time spent, yeah, just thinking about that stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Would it be, do you think, a conscious thought of yours every day?
Oh, all through the day.
Yeah.
All through the day. Because it's either trying to talk myself out of not eating the bad food and trying to talk myself into, okay, when we go to Coles, we're just going to get this. And then when, or if you do slip up, or when I always slipped up, then it was talking about, okay, well, no, tomorrow I'm going to be so much better, and like beating yourself up about all like the shit that you'd eaten, or yeah, just all the time. Yeah, so definitely every day, multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like starting again every day? Like, is that what it can be like? Like,
what's that?
When you said, like, tomorrow's going to be a better day.
Tomorrow's
like,
going to be better. Like, or on Sunday, after Sunday, so I'll just, you know, eat like shit this weekend and so like start on Monday.
It's almost like, yeah, start it. Like, you would you get to the point of writing off that day and I'll just start again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And then it would be, you know, you get starting off, you know, sorry, getting rid of that day, like, oh, well, fuck it. And then the next day, and then the next week, and then you have stuff coming up. So you're like, well, I can't possibly eat healthy or do the things until then. So it just becomes like a vicious cycle of mm-hmm. like, it's never the right time. And then it is the right time, but my head was never in it because I was never doing it properly. So it just always seemed like punishment, I guess, than doing it for my health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. It's like, I think is like Mandy and I have never been overweight. So it's really, like, it makes me really sad to hear that people struggle that much with something. Like, it's just, yeah, blows my mind every time I hear it.
And it makes you like, I might start crying. Like, I'm definitely going to start crying. Sorry, people.
It's okay. It happens.
Yeah. Like, you feel like a real failure because like, everyone has to eat. Like,
yeah.
Everyone, so people often don't get it because they're like, well, I eat, I don't eat that.
Mm.
So you're like, well, why can't I just get my shit together? And like, yeah.
Has there been a point where you felt like you have had your shit together and that you were doing the right thing day in, day out for a while? Has there been?
Probably like two times in my adult life. One was probably like maybe about 12 years ago. Like, I lost not heaps of weight, but like a decent amount. And I went overseas, and I remember I went to America, and like there's a lot of like really large people over there. I remember saying to my sister, like, I'm never going to be back there. Like, I was so determined. But then I feel like when you get to a point where you're starting to feel a bit happy about yourself, I'm like, oh yeah, I think I've got this together. And then I feel like that's when you start slipping up, because you're like, oh, I've got this, like, you know, I'll be fine. So that was definitely, and then yeah, that weight all just came back on, and way more. And then yeah, probably, when did I start nutrition, like 2 years ago or something?
Yeah, yep,
year and a half, 2 years ago. So I think that first year I started to feel like, you know, I think I've got this. Like, I learned so many good habits, and the biggest one was like not like just writing a day off, because you're like, that was such a big thing. And I was like, oh, like, it's so simple, but like, I was like, oh yeah, I've got my shit together. And then again, like, I started getting to a weight where I was starting to like, yeah, I'm feeling myself, like, so good. And I was starting to make, like, I guess, better gains at the gym too, and, you know, could run for longer, and things weren't as horrible as they once were. And then, yeah, I think I just started slipping up, and then, like, a lot of, like, life changes, I guess. And then, yeah, just went to shit.
Yeah.
Again.
It sounds a lot like, again, not that I've experienced it before, but, like, how I imagine a drug addict would feel, like they're so consumed by something, and then they feel like they're out the other side. They're like, maybe I could just have a little bit because I'm in control now. Yeah. And then before they know it, they're back in the depths of it.
Yeah.
And they can't get out again.
And I think, I mean, it starts off so slowly too. Like, when I did, it was just like one day a week, oh, I had like some chocolate or like, you know, ice cream or whatever. And then it'd be like two times a week, or instead of buying a little chocolate, you buy a family block of chocolate. Mm. And then yeah, it just like kind of just snowballs. And then till you realize I do not have my shit together anymore.
I need help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Is it like when you feel in control and then is it a slow decline, or are you, do you just wake up one day and go, holy fuck, I don't have my shit together?
Oh, I think it's definitely a slow decline. Like I feel like it was towards the end of last year I started noticing it, but I still thought I was in control enough, and I kind of put on a few kilos but kind of maintained that for like quite a few months. I was like, okay, well, I can go back there if I wanted to type thing. And then yeah, this year just got hectic, and then I think I just used all those old excuses to eat the food. And then I think I reached out to Candace because I was starting to like binge a bit again. Like for ages I wouldn't, and when I say binge, like not just like half a block of chocolate, like a block of chocolate and a pack of chips and soft drink and all the rest. And I could feel those habits like starting to come back, like at, not to the extent that they were, but, and I was like, fuck, like I don't have a hold on this. So yeah.
And is the binging, like when you were, not sure where is that a coping mechanism when you say life gets busy and stuff? Is that what you would do then? Or is it just like,
yeah. It's kind of like, I've got some time. Yep. I've got no one in the house, or like, yeah, because it wasn't, you
just
know.
Just a way to feel good?
Just a way to feel good, because it gives you like, you get on such a high.
Do you feel good in the moment while it's happening?
Like yes and no. I feel good because the food tastes good, mm-hmm. but I feel shit.
In it as well? Like yeah, as you're doing it?
Yeah. But it's kind of like, you kind of almost get possessed and you're like not in control. So you're just eating.
And you can't even stop.
You can't even stop. It's like, you know, if I go to the gross, you know, Coles or whatever, and you go, okay, I'm not going to do it. And then you get in there and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I know.
I'm doing it. Fuck.
Yeah. And then but like you feel like you're too far in and you feel like something has taken over you. So it sounds so stupid, but that's the only way I can kind of describe it, that, you know, you've been possessed. And then you're like, fuck, I know all this shit's in my trolley. Like,
I can't get it out.
I'm going to have to
pay it for it. Yeah. Somebody stop me.
Yeah. Do you know what I reckon? Self-serve checkouts, they were the worst for like people with eating issues.
Just less like barriers to
yeah, like back
decision.
In the day, like you'd be like, hey, I'll get one thing and put it through the checkout. Me, but yeah. Now like no one sees what you put in your trolley. Yeah.
So judgment is a issue?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, when most people that probably do binge eat, you know, you don't do it in front of people. So you think you're doing it in secret kind of thing. So there's probably not as much judgment as you think because you're not doing it.
And this is another reason why delivery food is an issue.
It's a bad idea.
Because and you can just leave it, get it left on your doorstep.
That's
what
I said yesterday. It's crazy. I had it delivered to me because I've used it for the first time. They were last week.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
Mm.
Just gets delivered to you.
Everything's
door.
So easy.
You don't have to talk to anyone. Mm. You have to face them and look them in the eyes. They don't judge you.
You're like, oh, I've got heaps of people back here. Yeah. I'm having a party.
Me and my three pizzas. Oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we were speaking to another member earlier this week about her experience being overweight as well and how she felt. That everyone constantly in society was judging her. Do you feel that
based on looks?
I don't know if I've experienced it as much as some people, whether I just don't notice, but I remember many years ago I was on a holiday overseas and I had lost a little bit of weight then, but still, you know, overweight, I guess. And we were at the pub and there was heaps of people and there was this guy just going around. He wanted to take selfies with everyone. And he took a photo with me and he's like, and he looked at it and he was like, oh, you're pretty attractive for a chubby girl. And then he goes to my friend, like took a photo with her and he's like, oh, you're not very attractive for a skinny girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, and he thought for me being a fat person that was a compliment because he was saying I was like, you know, somewhat attractive.
Like there's no possible way you can be attractive.
Yeah. And like,
overweight.
Yeah. And I should really take that as a compliment. So yeah. I was like, you are an asshole. But there are lots of little comments when I think about it that you do get that people just think it's funny. Like I remember one guy coming up to me in a club one time and be like, oh, how's Jenny Craig going for you? Or,
oh my God.
working at a pub once, and this guy, this old guy, this is like, and he comes up to my boss and he was like kind of like talking to me and like talking to him. He was like, oh, it's really good how you just, you know, employ people like that, you know, basically aren't skinny. And I wasn't even that fat then. Like, just like, so you do get lots of comment now that I think about it, like there have been.
Interesting.
Probably quite a lot, but yeah, you do.
There's a lot of male comments there.
It's a, well, they're the ones that kind of say it, I guess. And but yeah, there probably is, like, but I haven't really been on the other side for a very long time to know what it's like.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, maybe I do, and maybe if I was really skinny, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't want that.
Are you fearful of judgment even without comment? So
yeah,
like is that a
yeah? Like if I was to like I wouldn't eat food in public by myself. Like I wouldn't just go and, even if it was healthy food, like I just wouldn't. I'd sit in my car, like those kind of things. Or, you know, I have a bit of a fear of running in public. Like that's a big reason. Yeah, because, I mean, I thought I was being really stupid, but one of my friends said to me once, she was in a car with a group of women and they paid out on someone like that was bigger, like running. So
that makes me so fucking angry.
So I think most people... Yeah, definitely comments. I think you worry about it more than maybe it's probably a bigger issue in my head a lot of the time, but there are definitely, yeah, you do probably do get treated different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I think it's sucky that when you're, like, especially when you're trying to do something good for yourself and then in those situations, like you said, even if you were eating healthy in public, like you just wouldn't do it at all.
No.
And
even with my kids, I'm like, if I give them, you know, it's the holidays and they're having takeaway or go to the movies or something, I would generally try and make, even if I'm like, oh, I could really go some Hungry Jacks, like I'll make sure I'm eating something healthy, because I think that other people will be looking at me going, look at that fat chick feeding her kids like the fat food. And so yeah, a lot of it's probably built up in my head, but I don't think it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, you didn't like make it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
With no background.
Mm. But yeah, it's a fun time.
And what do you think your biggest, I don't know the right word is, but like triggers or downfalls are? Because we worked together before. So a couple of years ago, you started nutrition, did really, really well. And then what happened to change all of that? Like what were the events that kind of led to things falling apart for you?
I think it was, wasn't like one big event. I think life just got really busy, like change of jobs for both my husband and myself, going from working part-time to full-time. I hate saying this term, but like cost of living, like just like all, like, I think it was just a lot of little things. Because I think before then I had a bit of a good routine and, yeah, had a bit of a system. And then when life throws you like little curveballs and stuff, yeah, I think it was just, it wasn't, yeah, just one thing. It was just like many little things that made a big thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we talked about this in the last podcast, kind of like, I imagine it like you're kind of like hanging on by a thread. Like you've got all these things, but you're hanging on by a thread and one little thing will come to like derail you and it's all gone because you were only just hanging on.
Yeah.
And then it's so hard once that's happened to kind of claw your way back.
Yeah. I think when I had to change all my gym routine this year, cause I was so used to coming like pretty much 5:30 in the morning. And then with my husband's job meant that I could only come to 5:30 in the afternoon, which I fucking hate to start, like just because I was so used to just coming in, getting it done, and then coming in the morning sets you on track, I think, for me at least anyway, to have like a better day nutrition-wise. So, yeah, that was a big change and I don't think I coped with that very well in the start. So, yeah, I think any little changes sometimes, can – just derail everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you feel,
you're good.
When you feel like you're off and like everything's snowballed, do you find yourself, like I know you said you did like crazy diets, but like different unattainable, unsustainable diets early on. Do you feel now, even when you know better, do you sometimes just feel like you want to do something that you know is not sustainable diet-wise, or you want to do something
like radical.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, not so much with exercise, but definitely diet. Like, even though I know all the things, sometimes I'm like, oh, like I ate really shit today. I'm just not going to have dinner. Yep. And I have to try really, really hard to make myself some dinner, even though I always feel shit when I make it, because I'm like, you don't deserve this dinner. You ate McDonald's this morning. But I try and make myself do the thing to be a bit better.
Referred to Hungry Jack's and McDonald's now. Do you actually enjoy that food?
I bloody love it.
Does it taste delicious to you?
Well, some days it's actually really shit. I probably don't love it as much as I think I do.
Yeah.
But I think I like it. Paul and I used to eat takeaway like so much pre-kids. Like, oh, what do you want for lunch? Takeaway. Like all the time. And now
it's always like the drive-through shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Never like the good stuff. Yeah. Like nice Thai or something like that. But I think I enjoy it now when I have it, because I don't have it very often.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a convenience thing, or just what you're used to doing. So it is hard.
Just easy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait.
No, generally not.
It's just,
just getting you sit in your car.
Yeah. Do you like the taste of it, Candice Lane?
I feel like whenever I'm like, I want Macca's, which doesn't happen that often. Mm. You have it and I'm like, that was not good. Like, it's always like unsatisfying.
Or cold. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with their chippies.
I mean, chippies are fucking delicious.
Chippies.
But I just feel like it's a bit of nothing food for me. Like,
a bit hungry after it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I want takeaway, I want the Thai or something like that. That's what I'm more drawn to.
Yeah.
Jordan and I, when we first started dating, would get KFC. Who does the roll type thing, the wrap?
Oh, KFC.
Yeah. Is it
KFC?
Like a twister wrap?
Yes. Is that KFC? Yeah, we would get that a lot.
Mm.
Chippies.
Yeah,
chippies. Excellent chippies. So then for you to be successful in this, what are the daily habits or daily things or weekly things that you know you need to do to get you in the right direction? Like, what are the things that you can remember that we worked on?
I feel like this is a test.
Yeah. It's got my 10 out.
I feel like I have to eat breakfast, like, first and foremost.
Is that something you don't do
often? Do since doing nutrition. I do most mornings, but growing up and, wasn't a thing.
Is that really loud? I'm so thirsty. I'm sorry.
I was like, I feel like I moved all the way out of the way. You couldn't hear anything. Yeah. And then you hear this. You hear like my mouth. You're like, I can't stop.
Sorry, everybody.
I didn't eat breakfast ever. I guess once I got to decide like what I ate, that was good English. What I ate. So even now, like, I really have to force myself to have what I would call a decent breakfast. Probably still not enough. So try and eat breakfast.
And why is that important? For her to eat breakfast.
Yeah. So Fleurzy, if we can feed you more often, the pattern has been that she will binge less. Like, she's less likely to eat junk later in the day. Mm. So your trigger seems to be like afternoon, like leading into dinner.
Yeah.
So trying to feed you up like earlier in the day now, so that doesn't become an issue.
Yes.
So that's step one.
Step one. Get my sleep.
Yes, sleep has been a big one.
Yeah, it's funny because before this year, sleep was never like a major issue for me. I got plenty of sleep, like slept all the time. Bloody loved it. But I think just this year, I haven't been going to bed as early, because I think I've always been the one that goes to bed early, and then Paul went to bed late, and now he goes to bed early, and I'm like, oh, this is the only time I get like me time. Classic mum. I stay up late, and before you know it, it's like 11 o'clock. I'm like, shit, I have to be up early in the morning. So, focusing on my sleep, I think is a big thing. Sleep, breakfast, planning my food, which is so boring, but.
Planning your food, what does that take for you?
Usually I try and do like a big cook up on a Sunday, for at least, because I know Monday and Tuesdays especially are always quite busy. So I usually try and have like Monday and Tuesday nights dinner done. And then like all my food, lunches at least for the week, do my shopping. All very boring and stuff I thought I would never do ever. Like people go food prep, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, losers. Turns out it works. So yeah, I just try and at least have like my breakfast, lunch, dinner planned and know that I've got some kind of snacks in the cupboard for in between. Yeah, all very boring, but
yeah, and I think that's the thing, hey, like it's constant work. Mm. It's you never done. Like you can't just wake up one week and be like, I don't need to food prep this week. I'm fucking done.
Like on a Sunday, I'm like, man, I did this last week. Yeah. Type
thing. To do it again. Yeah. And again.
Every week. And I think at the moment, like, you know, with everything being so expensive, you're going to get a bit more limited to what you can buy. And I was at the shops the other day and I'm like, oh, I'm sick of buying the same meat. I'm like, well, I've got to do it. I have to try and just figure out how to cook it different or whatever. So it's very mundane, but
it is.
Makes me feel better at the end of the day when I know I've had a good day.
That's good.
And then sometimes we're hungry, but I feel good.
We're working on that. And then do you feel that exercise plays a role with those habits?
Yeah, like exercise, I never thought I would say coming to the gym, like I would enjoy coming to the gym, but that's kind of like the easy when as long as I can fit it in, but I have to kind of schedule it in.
Mm.
That's kind of the easy thing now, unless it's a really terrible workout and I don't want to do it. then I have to force myself to come. But, generally that's the easier thing. But I just need to be more active outside of the hour downstairs.
Yeah.
Too, I think. Yeah.
And what does that look like for you?
Well, I bought a treadmill, but I haven't used it yet. So
oh, really?
I might use it. I need an extension cord to be able to work. All the excuses. So just trying to be a bit more active outside of work, like on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
I think when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Because you work a desk job now, right?
Yeah, I know.
So, yes.
Don't move at all.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Mm.
And do you know or do you think – so once upon a time, training was not easy.
Mm.
You didn't want to come. Mm. You were very inconsistent. Mm. And it was like, I guess, taking up as much brain space to just show up to the gym as food does sometimes for you. So do you know that one day food will be like that for you as well?
I hope it will be because, yeah, it's very exhausting always worrying about it. I feel like realistically it's always going to be a struggle to some extent. And I just would like it to be less of a struggle.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know I can do it. Everyone can do it. And I think that's why I do keep kind of coming back because, well, nothing's going to change if I don't change. So I think I've said to Candace before, like, every time I fail and like kind of get back and do the thing, I think, well, maybe this is going to be the time that like it works, I guess. So I hope it becomes easier, but I think it will probably always be
hard,
a struggle.
Mm.
I'll always have to think about it, I think, to some extent.
And I think everyone does. I think we trick ourselves into thinking that one day, like I know when people start CrossFit, they're like, one day burpees are going to be so easy. Mm. I'm like, hate to break it to you. You just get fitter and then you have to go faster and it's just as hard. Like it's never going to be an easy thing. I don't think for anybody. Mm. It's constant thought, constant planning. You just get better at doing it and better at accepting that it's not going to be easy. Yeah.
And I think just, you know, sometimes on the nutrition page, we'll put things up like just ticking the boxes type thing as if to be like, well, that was not an exciting meal. And
yeah.
It probably didn't even taste that good sometimes, but at least I did what I needed to do.
Yeah.
With that food.
Yeah. And I think, I know there's something that you are fine with, like food not being exciting. I'm looking at Amanda, by the way. food not being exciting for you. But I know that's something that you struggle with a lot, Fleur. Food, you need it to be exciting.
Yeah, I want it to taste good in my mouth.
I think I was just thinking about this whole conversation. We're just currently on the subject. I reckon a big factor for me is I don't do a lot of cooking.
Mm.
I'm not the main cook in the house. I reckon that's a gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that makes me not like, cause I don't have a say.
You get a choice.
I'm not doing it. So I'm just going with the flow. I think that that's a big factor for me not really caring. And like I know I'm going to eat something. I know it's going to be off my plan.
Some kind of meat and vegetables.
And I know it's going to be meat and vegetables or meat and rice, like, you know, so I don't really think that. And it's usually vegetables out of the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's maybe the difference for me is I don't do a lot of the cooking.
Yeah, I think that's with Paul as well. Like, he's, I think it took a while to for him to kind of get on the bandwagon a little bit and be like, fuck, we're going to have to. We do have to eat healthy. And I was like, you just cook whatever and I'll just eat it. Kind of thing is probably a bit the same. Like, well, I'm not cooking it, so I'm just going to eat it. So
yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll ask him like what he wants to eat, but generally just whatever I make.
And I think that's a huge like mistake, like frame of mind that people fall into when they're looking to lose weight, particularly if you are a food lover. Mm. Food doesn't need to be delicious all the time. Mm. Like, and when you're starting a diet or trying to change your lifestyle, it's not going to be good. Mm. But eventually your taste buds change and it just becomes normal for you.
Yeah.
But you just have to stick with it long enough and be okay with it just being a bit average.
Yeah. And it's crazy too, because when you think about it, like, you're not really eating for that long, like,
yeah,
out of your whole, like, day.
You're gonna be okay. Like,
if it takes you 10 minutes to eat dinner, well, like, you're moving along. And like, yeah, even I thought about after that first year I'd been on nutrition with you and made heaps of changes and stuff, and I kind of like tried to look back on the year that I had and I was like, well, I didn't die and I still had many a treat, like, yeah, and I still went out and like I had a few nights out, you know, on the booze and like, you know,
still lived,
I still
life,
did stuff, yeah, you know. But I think, you know, so much in my life especially is focused around food, and like when you socialize it's food, like when I'm going somewhere I'll take some food, or you know, something happens to someone, I'm like, oh, I'll bake them something, or
yeah,
that kind of thing. So
yeah, I'd be absolutely fucked if I could bake like you.
yeah, it's not ideal. Candace has put me on a baking ban.
Oh, that's exciting.
I think. So no one's getting brownies.
Yes, yes, because it's like, it's just mean to yourself. Mm. Like, you're just putting yourself back in the position which is almost forcing you to make a bad decision. Yeah. And then you're just going to be pissed at yourself and it, yeah, just starts that cycle.
Yeah.
You've always been Fleur the food maker, but I think that identity we've talked about before, you need to get rid of that. Mm. You need to become something else,
yeah,
to your family or, and friends.
Yeah, Fleur the healthy food maker.
Yeah.
Like, literally every year for my brother's birthday, yeah, they're like, I'm like, what do you want me to bake you for this to bake this year? Just bake them something instead of buying them something.
Yeah.
But yeah, but yeah, if I can do it less, at least
something. I think it'll make a big difference. Hard though.
Yeah, especially with Instagram and you're like scrolling, you're like, oh, that looks delicious. Oh, I like to try that.
You see that?
Got to change my algorithm.
I know. That's what I was just about to say. Like, it's all just set up for sabotage. Like, yeah, we were talking about this yesterday on the podcast.
Whatever your thing is. Like,
yeah, that's what your Instagram feed looks like.
Yeah. I have not got one piece of food on my.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing food on my Instagram.
You should see what mine looks like.
Like, that to me just blows my mind. But yeah, that makes so much sense. Out there. Yeah. Like, I've never seen a food page. Like, ever.
Mine is just like hair tutorials and brownies.
None of that is on mine. Zero.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. So crazy.
That'd be funny. Good question of the day.
What's your algorithm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I like it.
Mine is currently Beyonce's world tour videos from her.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Her sick outfits. That's it. Beyonce weightlifting.
Mine's just business and CrossFit.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, and whales.
Yeah, and sea life.
Sea life. Send each so other much sea life. We send each other videos. Lots of. Oh, I fucking octopus. Love octopus. They're so fucking cool. Yeah. Oh, I could watch those little fuckers all day.
We do.
You're going to get so many octopus videos now.
I hope so, because I love them. And whales. Yeah. Oh, they're both aliens, whales and octopus.
Oh, sorry, you go.
No, you go. I want you to go.
Okay. I'll go. You did nutrition. Mm-hmm. You stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Things fell apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you struggle to reach out for help again?
Yes.
Mm. Talk me through that.
Well, I just kind of thought that I should be able to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd done it with you for so long, you know, paid the money for so long and got all the, like, you know, in my head I knew what needed to be done, so I thought I should have been able to do it. And I thought I didn't want to come back to you with like my tail between my legs, like as a failure kind of thing. So
Is that ever a thought in your head when people need to come back for round two?
Like, well, I came back for round three. So. After round two, I was just like, no, I need help. But round three, I was like, oh, I don't want to go back.
It does not even cross my mind a little bit. Like, wouldn't even be a thought.
Like, you would just want to be able to help them again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm probably going to have to be paying Candace for the rest of my life. Hopefully not, but, yeah.
The word should is interesting.
Mm.
You should.
I should.
Why do you think you should know how to do everything or should be able to do everything?
Because you've told me all the things I need to do. Like, and I know what I need to do. Mm. Like, just doing it, I don't know, I find incredibly hard.
Mm.
Or sticking, I think sticking with it. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm. Should is just like an expectation you've put on yourself. And at the moment, it's an unrealistic one. Mm. Yeah. Like, you're struggling with something. So you, like, you can't expect then to be okay with doing all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think before I reached out to you, I was just in a very, like, crossroads. Like, why am I trying so hard if I keep ending back in the same spot? So I was in a very, like, fuck it. I'm not going to, like, I couldn't be bothered because I knew that, like, was such a long, going to be such a long road ahead to even get back to where I was 12 months ago type thing. I was like, I have to do that and then like keep going again. But yeah, I was just sick of being miserable. So I came crawling back.
And can you recognize the difference? Like you're sick of being miserable. So can you recognize, is that why you keep coming back? Because you know that like that's not going to be.
Yeah, I just don't want to be that person.
What's that person? What is that?
Well, at the moment, like, you know, I'm still young in the scheme of things. It's in the scheme of life, not in my head, but in the scheme of life, I'm still pretty young. So I think when you're overweight or like whatever your thing is, you can hold it together for a certain amount of time and be happy and do the things. But I just knew that I didn't want to sustain my like that unhealthy lifestyle. When I'm 50, when I'm 60, you know, will I even get to 70 type thing? Like I just, and I knew that if I'd given up then I just probably would have become like really miserable and unhappy and like have, like I'm already like a pretty lazy person. Just, I'm a bit of a homebody. I like just kind of chilling. So I knew if I'd like, yeah, given up that aspect and just kind of called it a day, then I just would have been a really miserable old person. Like it kind of has gotten past the point of like aesthetics and what I look like, even though it would be really nice, you know, not going to lie and say that's not a part of it. But yeah, you kind of get to a stage where you're like, I can't be like this 10 years, 20 years, you know, when I'm an old person.
Mm.
I always think then I'll get diabetes and have no legs. That's like my worst. That's like my worst.
That's where your brain goes. That's what keeps her coming back. She wants to keep her legs.
I would like my feet, even though they're really large.
Oh, that's right. You do.
We do have very big feet. Look at them.
Look at the. You got the fuck. You don't have fat feet. Yeah. Look at you. You got a fucking big second toe, like old mate over here too. Wonder if that's part of the size 10 package, is it?
Well, that must have long second toe. I said to her a while ago because she reckons my foot's gotten smaller, and I said I think it's just because I cramp my toes up.
Like, don't look at me. So they've always been the same size, but then we've like had a couple of pairs of shoes that don't fit her, but like, oh, they're too big small for me or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you're fucking lying. You're not the size 10. You're not the true
size 10. I was like, no, I think I curl up my toes.
Trying to make me feel better.
Trying to make her feet smaller. Well, don't hide those things. Let them fly. Be proud.
Oh, shit.
What else?
How do you think this impacts your mothering?
I try to not talk negatively, like about myself ever around the girls, even if like I'll be having a shit day or whatever. I try and just to keep it to myself.
But do you think that they still pick up on things even if you don't say anything?
They what probably sort of would.
What are you referring
just,
to?
Just changes in food.
Yeah, behaviors. Like I think they notice when I eat different food
yeah.
to what they eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tilda might say, oh, because you're eating healthy or something like that. But a lot of that I try not to say myself. I do think that comes from outside when people comment around her about me, because I do try not, and I do try and keep my food similar to what they are eating. Like some days I might have something totally different because I might just be having pasta out of a packet type thing, and I'm like, well, I'm not eating that. But yeah, so definitely that is a big thing I try not to do. Yeah, just not even talk about body shape or anything at all, really. But I knew something had to change as well, because I'd gotten really lazy with them. Like, as I said, like, I'm a pretty lazy person, but I was like, fuck, we don't do anything or go and do things. And I didn't want to keep being like that. Like, I knew I had to change a bit, be a little bit more active. Like, we're not running around the backyard kicking soccer ball or anything, but just like, just going for walks and stuff like that, try and be a bit better. But yeah, probably more just on like self-image and food, and try not to make a big deal of it. But even though sometimes it still does, because it just is so ingrained, like you'd be like, oh, you can't eat that for breakfast because that's a biscuit, and we don't eat breakfast, you know, biscuits for breakfast and stuff like that. But I'm just trying to be a bit more mindful than what, don't let them spend all their money on junk food stuff like that, which is pretty much all we did as kids. And
do you enjoy eating healthy?
I enjoy it more than I used to. Like, I've got a few recipes and things that I make that I quite enjoy. But yeah, it's like, it's getting there. I don't love it, but I generally try and make the same things that I know that I'll get some kind of enjoyment out of it.
Just when you said before about, like, you know, this time around you've got to work so hard even to get to where you were 12 months ago, and then there's that again, like, to get further. Does this feel like the most biggest chore to be where you are now? Like, do you enjoy any part of this whole process?
Like, trying to be better or? I mean, I wish I didn't have to go through this process. I'll start crying again. But I beat myself up a lot on, like, how much of my life I've wasted by so that gets hard. So hopefully I'll enjoy it when I feel like I'm at a point where I'm happy with myself.
What do you mean wasted? How do you feel like you've wasted it?
Just by eating shit and not probably living life.
Like not getting out more and doing more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so I beat myself up, which is so stupid because, like, you can't go back. But, yeah, so that's really hard. So, yeah, I don't know if I enjoy the process because I get really angry at myself that I am here to begin with. But, yeah, hopefully one day. God, I got through so good.
Got you right at the end.
Got you.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say I enjoy the process. I like coming to the gym. I like everything that this place has given me, like a bit of purpose and like heaps of friends, which I pretty much didn't have any friends before I started back on the coast. But yeah, the eating side of it, don't enjoy the process really, like, if I'm honest, but I'm hoping I will enjoy my life in the future more. So it kind of just
goes hand in hand.
Has to happen.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Because the only thing I worry about when you say stuff like that is you think it's going to be different later. Like Candace said before, like, this is going to be
lifelong.
Yeah. So
I guess I just want to get to a point not dictated by what the scales say, that I feel like just a bit better. And I felt like 12 months ago I was starting to, I feel like we're all just never going to be 100% happy with ourselves. Like, there will always be something, but I would like it to get to a point where I worry about it far less. Like, it doesn't consume my day.
That's, I think, fair.
Yeah. I'm realistic, and I know that, you know, I might not ever get to a point where I'm totally happy, but I would just like to be a bit more in control, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what that end goal if what it even looks like, or if it is even an end goal. But just keep doing the things.
Keep showing up.
Trying to be better.
Got anything else?
No, I think that's everything. Yeah, I think that's everything. Is it? Oh, no, one more. I lied to you. Is there anything that you don't do currently because of your weight that you would like to do?
I don't know, really. Like, I definitely don't go to the beach as much as I probably would, but I don't let my weight bother me too much, like, once I'm there, kind of, because I just really like it.
Mm.
Probably just being more active and probably just like outdoorsy kind of nature stuff, because I always just think, oh, I can't do that. That's too hard. Or,
mate, you do so much here. Mm. I can't believe that you still believe you can't do things outside. Like, that's crazy to me. Because you show up every day and do, like, whatever wild thing is on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
I'm running 800 meters with a ball today.
That was fucking terrible.
But you did it.
Well, Lou carried the ball for most of it. probably just like outdoorsy things.
This is your new challenge. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Go and do the things.
Or even just like, going for a run by myself outside of the gym, like, terrifies me.
Yeah.
So maybe one day I'll do that.
One day soon. And what about, is there anything you would say to people that want to get started, are in it the same as you? Like, what do you have any lived in advice that you could share?
I would just say that one of my friends said to me a while back when we were talking about how much gyms cost and stuff like that, because obviously this isn't a $15 a week gym, and people often like balk at, like, oh no, I could never afford that. I could never do nutrition. Like, it's too much money. And I was the same before I joined here. I was like, oh no, that's, you know, too much money, whatever. But you have to just, I guess, prioritize what is important. And when I looked at it, like when I first joined here, I was like, well, I spend $50 a week easily on junk food. Like, no questions. Like, you know, when I had my really bad Red Bull habit, like, I probably spent $50 a week just on Red Bull type things. And same with nutrition for ages. I was like, oh no, I can't do that. And even now, like, it is a stretch, but I kind of think, well, what's the alternative? Like, what else am I going to, you know, I could probably save and buy a house, but, you know, it's a future flares problem. But yeah, that would probably be it. Like, just kind of, even if it means, like, I quite like a budget. and sitting down and just working out. Because, yeah, I think so many people, we tell ourselves, oh, no, it's too expensive, I can't do that. But, you know, you probably can if you just
take a closer
reprioritize
look.
And, you know.
And that, I feel like sometimes that's just another excuse that people throw out
to not start.
To stop them from starting.
Like, well, the first time I tried to quit was because of money. I was like, oh, no, I can't afford it. And Mandy's like, is it really about money?
Sit down, lady.
Yeah, so I think that's – and, you know, I'm not going to lie, it is a stretch, but I feel like that would just be money I'd probably just be wasting anyway. I'm not saying, like, don't buy your coffee every day or whatever, because you need some
form joys. Of happiness.
You know, you can't just – you know, you need some joy in your life, but, yeah, just make it work.
Yeah.
Love it. That's good.
Thank you.
That would be it.
Appreciate Thanks. It. Any questions for Flozy?
No, but we're going to get you back in, like, how long do you reckon? 6 months, something.
Yeah, six to 12. We'll see. Mm. What are we, October?
Sometime next year.
Get it.
Yeah, like maybe like winter next year, somewhere around there. 6 to 8 months.
Mark. Which will probably be like... one or two sleep feeling, like, you know, feel like wake up, go to bed, and be like, oh, time for flow again. The way that, okay, I do have a question for you. Would you rather have one large rat in your house or 100 spiders? They're small spiders, though.
Hmm.
I'm talking rat, not mouse. Big old tail.
I was thinking when you said a really large rat, I was thinking like a giant rat.
No, just like a regular size rat.
Of a person. I was like, well, I don't really want that in my house.
I was just staring at you like, are you fucking serious? You haven't chosen yet? You seriously would choose? You don't know.
I don't know. The rat, maybe?
Just one. The rat. Yeah. Just the one big old rat. Like, I'd rather...
Put it in a cage.
He'd be my friend. I'd rather a big old rat crawl all over me than 100 spiders.
Stop.
Would you? Four legs versus eight every day.
Nah, because it's like a... I don't know if you remember how scared I was of the mouse that lived in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're like very darty. Oh, the spiders are... Yeah. Can you imagine 100 little spiders?
Maybe I'm underestimating the 100 part, but I do not want a rat in my house.
I'd 100% have the rat. Like, no question. I feel like you take a life size, like just a human size.
You just see it for a bit and then it'll be like, okay, it's gone.
No, it's the constant knowing that it's there. That little fucker in the kitchen used to scare the shit out of me every day.
He used to mess with you because he knew you were scared. That's why. He knew.
Oh, she's back. She's coming. She's coming.
Ready? Watch this. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Every day.
I would pick the spiders.
What?
Yeah.
How little are they?
I don't know.
Daddy
long legs? Like Huntsman?
Not I don't know. Either of those, though, I would pick over a rat.
No chance. Zero chance. I told you about the nest of spiders that opened on Kelly's ceiling. That was mind-blowing. Yeah. And she would have never slept in a room again if she knew about it. But that was twisted. Too many spiders. No, no. If it was a giant rat versus one normal-sized spider, I'd still choose a giant rat.
Fuck off.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. They're just, I don't know.
Hey, with a spider though, you can see it and then you can't see it. You're like, where the fuck is it going?
Yeah, and it will find you and it will crawl into your ear and lay babies. Obviously what it wants. That's
terrifying.
Hey, thanks so much, Flozy.
No worries.
Really appreciate it. Only made you cry...
Like one solid one and a couple little ones.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty solid. Yeah, that was good. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.